And 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everyone, to the Shining Wizards. Oh, my God. Matt, you must have had a really awful day at work.
No, I had a pretty good day. I read a lot of my book at lunch because it was dead.
What, you wrote a book?
No, I read. I can read.
I got it, Tony. Tony, I got it.
I can read. I read about Ted Bundy.
Oh, Al's brother? DiBiase?
No, I think I could get rid of a body if I had to.
Hey, can you hear this? Did that work?
It worked.
Well, good. That'll be when we start the show.
Did you shit your pants?
Nah, it's all right. A couple poppers.
All right.
Poppers?
Yeah, man.
Jalapeno? Ooh,
fucking ripe. Jesus. Oof.
Ooh, I could go for some jalapeno poppers, too.
You don't want any shit poppers?
I'm really hungry. No, I don't want a shit popper.
You should get tube steaks smothered in underwear.
I told somebody about the blue waffle tonight.
Oh, how'd that go over?
Pretty funny, actually.
Was it your boss?
No, it's a new kid. He's like a younger kid. He's like in his 20s.
Oh, that's great.
Really realized that I'm like a real fucking creepy person.
Hmm.
Way to make that first impression count.
I mean, come on. I like to watch other people do fucked up shit. Two Girls, One Cup, Lemon Party. If it doesn't affect my day-to-day life, I'm okay watching you fucking do weird shit.
Right, no arguments here.
I ain't licking your feet, Tony, you fucking weirdo.
Whoa, hey, kayfabe.
No, kayfabe, that's fucking gross, I'm sorry.
Did we actually talk about that on the show?
No, we did after the show.
Well, welcome to call time, everyone.
That's right, joining us Monday night on the Shining Wizards Hotline, all the way from Germany, Alpha Female, Jazzy Gabert.
Yes, Gabert.
Gabert and Ernie?
Oh. Hey, Bert.
I don't know what's going on. You know we got to pick another show Monday, too, bitches.
Oh, for real?
Fucking NXT Oregon.
Come on, dude. This is getting ridiculous. I fucking hate this.
Why? You're tied for first with Kevin. What are you hating for?
Because I hate this shit. It's just a formality.
Great.
Who's making the picks against the Turnbuckle Throwback?
I don't know. Are we picking something against them?
I thought they were doing New Japan.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
All right, take it easy, Lex. You and your fucking allocades. Can we do this? Can we please do this?
Can we do what?
Our fucking picks for new beginnings.
Yeah, is there any results on what happened this morning out in the old New Japan land?
Yeah, everybody had a good time.
There was a show this morning?
Of course there was,
Kevin.
There was
a show this morning. The fucking Road to New Beginning.
All right, I'll pull it up now. Let me see. Wait, was this
Let me know if anything exciting happened, please.
All right, wait, hold on. This was at Corican Hall? You ready?
This morning.
All right. Yuya Urethra beat Yoda Tusi. Tuji. All
right.
El Fantasmo beat Gabriel Kidd. Kev, the Gabriel Kidd lost.
That's a shame.
Hiroyoshi Tenzin and Manabu Nakanishi beat Toa Hinare and Tomokai Honma. All
right.
Say that 20 times fast. Shoyo and Will Ospreay beat Desperado, Zack Sabre Jr. and Yoshinobu Kanemaru.
Ooh.
That was a DQ, by the way.
I like that.
That's a DQ. Taguchi, Makabe, and Okada beat Douki, Minoru Suzuki, and Taichi.
Okay.
Yeah, Douki ate the pin. Taguchi beat him. Let me see. Takahashi, Sanada, and Naito beat Ishimori, Jay White, and Kenta. Naito beat Ishimori with Destino.
Okay.
Let me see. Bushi, Evil, and Tagaji beat Robbie Eagles, Tom Ishii, and Hiroki Goto.
His name is fucking Shingo Takagi, you fucking idiot.
Whatever. All right, and that's it. Thank God.
That was it?
Yeah, thank God. All right, we ready to do this? Come on.
Let's go. You fucking set them up. I'm going to knock them down.
All right, the new beginning in Osaka, Sunday, February 9th, in Osaka Joe Hall. I don't know what that means, but whatever.
Osaka Joe Hall.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Hey, Osaka. Hey.
called for Osaka Joho. Something happened to the gold. Something's gonna happen, Joho.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I love that. Okay, first match is 8-man tag. Yuji Nagata, Satoshi Kojima, Hiroshi Tenzan, and Manabu Nakanishi versus Ryusuke Taguchi, Toa Henare, Tomokai Honma, and Togi Makabe. It's Tenkozy against Taguchi Japan.
Wait, so who's picking first on this match? I'm going with, let's see here.
I'm going with Taguchi Japan.
Yeah, I'm going with Team Taguchi.
I also like Taguchi Japan. These things are fucking toss-up. They never make any sense. But I'm going to throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
Oh, thank you for that insight.
Hey, you're up. Oh, you were like, oh, we can't do a call time without Matt because he knows stuff.
Well, you disappointed me. What can I tell you?
I don't know what you want. I said I'll throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
Okay, here. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag, Sho and Yo, Roppongi Bungi Bungi, defending against Yoshinobu Kanemaru and El Desperado. It's their first defense. I'm going Roppongi.
I think the IWGP Tag Team landscape is weak right now. You got G.O.D., you got Finn Juice. I think Yo and Joe, Yo and Sho, Yo and Joe. Yo and Sho have done enough with the junior heavyweight tag team titles. This is their, like, fucking fourth time winning them or some bullshit. They won the Super Tag League, about the junior tag league, like, the last 3 years. It's time for them to go up. I think that fucking Kanemura and Desperado steal the titles from them, and this puts Sho and Yo into the big jump up a weight class. So I think we got new tag champions.
I think they'll jump. I don't think this is the day to do it.
I'm with Matt. I'm going. I am, and I have it written down. I have Desperado and Kanemaru beating them because Roppongi they don't defend the belts. They never have like a successful defense. They win a lot in other things, but they don't defend a belt. Matt, am I wrong with that or?
I'd have to look to be honest with you, but it seems that way. It seems like they're always, you know, one successful title defense, or they lose it the next time they wrestle after they won it.
Yeah, to me, in the limited research that I did do for this, it always seems like they have their moment and then it's gone. Like the people appreciate it for when it happens, and then they just put it on top. So I'm with Matt. I'm going with Team El Desperado, Joe Cocker style.
And the Eagles who sang Desperado.
That's what I meant. The Robbie Eagles.
When Shingo beat Hiroki Goto for the title, Sho was on commentary, and him and Shingo had a little face-to-face. I think they're going to either jump from Pongi Bongi up to the heavyweights, or they're going to split them up. I know one of them wants to enter the Super J Cup when that rolls around in a couple months, so you never know. And New Japan's full of surprises. And I think it would help elevate El Desperado and Kanemura.
So you're saying that these guys could get some singles runs in them?
I think so. I think that's the route we're going to go.
Don't ooh anything he says. He was full of shit last time. He's fucking wrong on this. Sho and Yo are not going anywhere.
I know those are your boys. Tony, relax.
Roppongi Bungi to stay.
Roppongi Bungi Bungi Bungi.
Okay, next one. It's a special 8-man tag. It's Kota Ibushi with Taguchi Japan featuring Tanahashi and Finn Juice.
He's not fucking dead yet?
Who?
Kota.
No, he's fucking alive, dude. All
right.
He's in this as far as I can see here.
All right, as far as I can see.
Okay, it's against Bullet Club with Chase Owens, Takahashi, Tongaloa, and Tamatanga, the G.O.D.
I'm going...
Tanahashi, Ibushi, and Finn Juice.
Kota, Juice, yeah. So I'm going with Tanahashi. Team Tanahashi with Kota and Finn Juice.
Yeah, I'm going Team Tanahashi, too.
All right, well, we're going to make that three. How could you go wrong with a team with my two boys, Ibushi and Tanahashi?
I don't know. Maybe they'll dock for you.
I hope they do. Maybe they'll take more pictures in the bathtub.
Maybe. Japan.
Okay, let's see what we got. Special tag match, Will Ospreay and Kazuchika Okada versus Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi. Chaos versus Suzuki-Goon.
Oh, man.
This is tough.
No, it's not. I'm going Ospreay and Okada. How could you fucking go wrong with the two guys with O's for their last names?
I'm going Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi.
Of course you are, you fucking jerk off.
I think he gets the victory here. He had his best match of his career a week ago against Okada on this road to the new beginnings. Granted, he lost, but he's really showed something. I really fell in love with Taichi during the G1. I thought he had a great performance when he beat Naito. I think this is going to be huge for him, and it's another situation where New Japan might be able to push this kid to the top of the mountain, make another major player.
And Ospreay, I think Ospreay just got a win on them, and now they fight again on February 14th in London, if I'm not mistaken. And this is like probably my biggest coin flip of the night. I'm going Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi.
Jesus, you guys suck. You're fucking going against all my shit over here.
Maybe that's what you want, asshole. That's, if we lose, then
that's
you
good
win,
for you.
Go up.
Yeah, it's going to be great for me.
That's good for you.
Speaking of great for me, fucking Sonata versus Jay White.
Oh, is this tough for you, Matt?
This is tough for me.
Ooh, mama.
This is real tough for me.
You say Sonata, I say Odada.
Oh, God. Oh, I know who I'm picking, so I'll go last. I already have it. I'm not changing it no matter what.
I've got mine. I'll go first. I don't care.
Go ahead.
I say fuck Jay White, but he's going to win.
I just don't know.
Fuck Jay White. He's going to lose.
Oh, you're taking Sonata. Yeah, we lost Kevin. Kevin's messaging me right now. Oh, I'm calling you back, dude. I'm calling you. Stop. What a fucking... Ugh. So how's your ride home going?
Good. I'm almost home.
Did you decide what you were having for dinner?
No, I didn't.
He didn't fucking answer. What is he doing?
All right. What is he doing?
I don't know. I think he was taking Sonata. Who you got, Jay White?
Here's my problem. I have zero idea what the fuck they're doing. What is the situation with Naito? When will he defend both titles? I know he's got his championship match this night against Kenta, but what does that mean for the Intercontinental Championship, and who's in line for that? Where does Okada play? Where does Jay White play? Are we going to do infighting in LIJ? Sonata's been arguably one of the hottest members of LIJ. Shingo just took the NEVER Openweight Championship. They have the six-man tag title. I really have no idea. With that being said, I'm going to go against my heart, and I'm going to pick Jay White.
Yeah, that's what I went with, dude. Because fucking...
What did Kevin say?
I don't know. Should I just get his messages now? Ugh.
What's wrong with him?
He's not answering. This is ridiculous.
Is he dumb? Did his phone die?
I don't know. He was texting. He's like, what happened?
I don't know. Call time rule.
No, this is fucking ridiculous. Not on this call, Kevin. It literally says on my screen, not on this call, Kevin.
Kevin's taking Sonata.
He probably is. It's saying he's unavailable. You know, I'm just going to fucking call his cell phone. This is ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to call his phone. Let me see.
Okay. Well, Kevin, he just texted us. He said Sonata.
Kevin, I hope this is his phone number. Let's see.
Well, what other number would you have?
I don't know. Let me see.
I don't know.
So Kevin just texted me back. He's taking Sonata.
Well, Kevin. He texted us back. Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to call his cell phone. He's still not in. Oh, here we go. We got him.
What happened?
What? You tell me. I'm calling you on Skype. You're not answering.
I didn't see it.
That's all right. We got you on the cell phone. That's all that matters.
I guess I was having a hard time connecting. I don't know.
That's fine. I got you. You picked Sonata, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. There's not too much more. Hopefully this will be over soon.
I took Jay White, Kevin, just so you know.
What happened?
I took Jay White against my better judgment.
We both took Jay White.
Okay.
Okay, sixth match. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Hiromu Takahashi defends against Ryu Lee.
The Dragon Lee.
Yes, Dragon Lee.
I'm going Hiromu. He didn't come back to beat Will Ospreay, being Jushin Thunder Liger's last match ever, to lose to this fucking hand job.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I see it. And fuck Dragon Lee anyway.
Yeah, I'm going Takahashi.
That makes three of us.
Yeah, boy.
Seventh match. U.S. Heavyweight Championship. Jon Moxley defends against Minoru Suzuki. This is a banger.
This is 100% a banger. think they keep the title on Moxley.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, Kev.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see any reason for Minoru Suzuki to beat him. Unless Moxley doesn't show up and then the fucking title's up for grabs anyway, but whatever.
Look, dude, he didn't show up last time for the fucking tsunami.
Tsunami?
Yeah.
Let's round this bad boy up because I can hardly hear either one of you.
All right, well, finally, the eighth and final match of the evening for double titles. Tetsuya Naito defends against Kenta. It's his first defense for the heavyweight championship and second defense for the Intercontinental belt. I'm going Naito. Fuck Kenta. Fuck him in his rear.
Both titles.
That's your boy.
Both titles are on the line. And this is Kenta's first opportunity since he challenged him after whatchamacallit?
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yes.
Oh man, this is a tough one.
Dude, there's no way Naito loses in his first defense. No way.
Do you remember who lost last year in New Beginnings?
No,
Your
don't.
Boy Tanahashi lost the title to fucking Jay White last year in New Beginnings.
Well, fuck Jay White.
All right, I'm going Naito.
Told you. Kev?
Yeah, me and I too.
All right, so let me just recap. We all took Takuji Japan and the Ape-Man. We all took Suzuki. No, you guys took Suzuki-Gun. I took Roppongi. We all took Ibushi's team. I took Chaos. You guys took Suzuki-Gun. Matt and I took Jay White. Kevin took Sonata. And we all took Takahashi, Moxley, and Naito. That's our recap. Thank God it's over.
Sounds about right.
So, Matt, what's for dinner?
I don't know. I just pulled into my driveway, so.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at that. Perfect timing right there.
Right there. Perfect. Hey, Kev, what's for dinner?
Bed. I'm going to bed after I put this laundry in the dryer.
Awesome. Getting shit done. I like it. All right.
They call that, instead of multitasking, they call it multicasting. Oh, hey.
Yikes.
All right. Oof. All right, that's it for me. That's it for me, folks.
I'm out, too.
All right, later, boys.
They're playing some hardcore rap music at the work, so I got all
fired
up.
Oh, were they? See ya!
See ya!
Later.